for it and you get in that position. And it's one thing to do it on a Wednesday afternoon in an empty stadium. It's a whole nother thing when you're in a tight game against the number three team in the country. Here, that's where the pressure's on, and he did a nice job keeping it. And you, like you said, Matt, saving 3 or 4 yards.
Send it downstairs again to Patrick.
We knew that Wisconsin was heavy underdog in this game, and we all kind of hoped that Wisconsin would be able to make this a four-quarter fight. I'll tell you what, they have done that, and they've kept this crowd extremely engaged, and that's so vital because this place, when it's rocking, is as loud as any venue you're going to find. On that last third down play where Darrell Peterson disrupted it, that's the loudest this building has been in a few years. I've got headphones on, and I had to take them off just to appreciate how loud it was. And I'm not sure that it didn't have an impact on that last play. Safe to say, jump around is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, fun atmosphere here in Madison, Wisconsin tonight. No doubt about that. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. TV went into a full break. We're keeping it here with 57 seconds left in the third quarter. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. The Badgers starting at their 7-yard line, and they'll be without Braylon Allen the rest of the way.
Yeah, the Wisconsin defense, I know you're going to look at stats and say, well, 323 yards, 211 in the air. You know, Harrison's gotten some things going, and, you know, Henderson is running at 19 for 91, but just the opportune stops, the turnovers that they've gotten and kept this team, because outside of that drive coming out of the half, Wisconsin has been struggling offensively, and the defense has kind of kept this game tight, and now you're in a position here to try and go down and get some points.
Cade Iacomelli, the redshirt freshman out of Trafford, Pennsylvania, is in there at running back now for Wisconsin, as he is the number two behind Jackson Aker. Slot left is Skylar Bell. We got Nowakowski slot on the right side. Lock in the shotgun. Nowakowski now motions wing on the right side. Snap to Braden Locke. Hands off to Iacomelli. And he got belted by Lathan Ransom inside the 5-yard line. Had him lined up and he punished him.
Yeah, Ransom just read it. And there was an opening in Wisconsin's offensive line. They pulled and he just shot the gap. No one there to pick him up. Easy stop tackle for a loss.
A loss of 4 to the 3-yard line of Wisconsin. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Second down and 14 for the Badgers. 3 receivers left. Bryson Green out to the right. Snap to Locke. Buckeyes bring him forward. Locke wants to run it, and he just did get out of the end zone as he was pounced on the play. Tyleek Williams is there. And that should get us to the end of the third quarter as the Badgers in a deep hole right now.
Yeah, that was a fool me once. Shame on me. Ohio State said, all right, you did that cute little draw play earlier. We're not going to give you that space. And they sucked that down real quick.
And we are through three quarters in Madison. It's a one-score game. Badgers down just 7, but facing a third and long about their own 2-yard line. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. At the end of 3, Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. The fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
The opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over.
over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. Time to jump around in Madison. Badgers starting at their two-yard line now, third down and 15. We begin the fourth quarter, Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. Pauling, Bell, and Williams out wide to the left. Receiver out to the right, snap the lock, 5 yards deep in the end zone, throws over the middle, that is caught by Skyler Bell, and he gets the first down, I think. Hancock on the stop, first down Wisconsin, up near the 18-yard line. What a clutch connection on third and 15, they get 16.
Oh, great protection. You're talking about third and 15 from your own end zone. The guys up front did a nice job of giving Braden Locke that pocket, and then an absolute dart over to Skyler Bell, who made a nice catch, kind of had to go back and pick up a clutch first down.
Two receivers left, Bryson Green to the right, Jackson Akers the running back from the Wisconsin 18-yard line, first and 10. Locke in the shotgun. Takes the snap, he'll give it to Aker over the right side across the 20-yard line and drives it up to about the 24. On a gain of the better part of six. Second down and a little more than four to go. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 17-10, Ohio State.
Oh, love that from Nowakowski on the backside, able to wash down Ohio State's defensive lineman, and that was allowed to get the six-yard pickup.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Second down and four for the Badgers at their 24-yard line. They drive south to north, right to left as we view it. Locke calls for the ball, gets the snap. He'll hand it to Aker again across the 25-yard line, lowers the pads, and he'll get the first down up to the 29-yard line. Steele Chambers, Lathan Ransom, a linebacker and safety respectively, up to make the play. First and 10, Wisconsin.
Fertney just kind of walled his guy off, and Aker just ran right off of his butt, got vertical, and then put his pads down, falling forward for a couple more yards to pick up the first down.
Skyler Bell slot left, Williams wide left, Green to the right, first and 10 for the Badgers, their own 29-yard line. Snap the lock, fakes the handoff, rolling to his right. Locke looking, throws it in the dirt. Good coverage on Bryson Green. Yeah, Denzel Burke and then Lathan Ransom helping, and Ransom comes hopping off the field. Not sure if he jammed his leg, something, but he's over at the Ohio State sideline. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 29-yard line.
Good decision there by Braden Locke. He pulled it. Ohio State screamed their end down. That's why they made the correct read. And give Ohio State credit, the one route that was available to Braden Locke was double covered. Not a lot of room to run, guy in his face. Throw it at his feet, move on.
Empty backfield, three receivers left, two on the right, second and 10. Locke to throw, looking right, throwing right. Watch Green, reaches up, pulls it down across the 45-yard line, up to the 48 on the far side. First down, Wisconsin. Woo, what a catch.
What a big boy throw, too. That was in the middle of a zone. Got number 10 underneath on the coverage, the safety over the top. Not much room there. Braden Locke put it exactly where he needed to. Green plucked it down. Big first down.
From the 48 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Nowakowski in motion. Lines up wing on the left side. Locke will hand it to Aker. Probing the left side. Wrestled down by Tommy Eichenberg with help at the 49 of Ohio State. That was a gain of 3. 12 and a half minutes remaining in the game, 17 to 10, Ohio State.
And that doesn't feel like a ton, but you pull right guard Fertney, he gets out there and kind of locks up on his guy. Not a ton there, and Aker kept churning his feet, and instead of it being a one-yard gain, you pick up 3.
And it's second down and 7. Slot left, slot right. Aker to the left of Braden Locke in the shotgun. Skyler Bell, slot right, loops in motion to the left. Locke takes the snap. He'll give it to Aker again off the right side. Nothing doing. Taken out of the 48-yard line. Ohio State territory. As the Buckeyes really digging into their depth chart right now. Hero Kanu is in there on the tackle for the Buckeyes, and it's third down and 7 for the Badgers.
Wisconsin's having a lot of success running kind of in between the tackles, but when we're getting outside of it, Ohio State's speed and athleticism is showing up. Try to do a little bit of an outside zone there, not much brewing.
Third down and 7 for the Ohio State 48-yard line. Slot right, slot left. Locke takes a snap. Buckeyes bring in 4. Locke throws right side through the hands of Skyler Bell. Incomplete. Jordan Hancock on the coverage. I'm sure if Bell was trying to run up the field as he was making the catch, he was going to catch it a yard or two short of the stick. But the Badgers now forced to punts on 4th and 7 at the Ohio State 48-yard line, 11:19 remaining.
Yeah, Bryson Green did a really nice job there. A little two-man route combo, and he was very physical with his corner. That gave a little room. And a strike out to Skyler Bell hit him right in the hands. Unfortunately, he couldn't come down with it.
Jaden Ballard deep inside the 10-yard line of Ohio State. Atticus Bertrams with the kick in the air, end over end. It'll hit inside the 20-yard line. Inside the 15, and the Badgers will kill it. Marty Stry down there, the punt team. He downs it at the 14-yard line, a 34-yard punt, but it's effective. Ohio State starting deep in its own territory as we'll take a break. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a Badger, check out Mueller Revive. .com. 11:09 remaining. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Fall is definitely here. So here are 2 quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number 1, swap out those old worn out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number 2, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than 2 lines, buddy.
Oh,
everyday style is easy with favorite looks for every day, from harvest to home games to date nights to catching flights. Find the price right picks for any and every occasion. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And we thank tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, proud supporter of Wisconsin football. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. 11:09 remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 10. Buckeyes on offense at their 14-yard line.
You know what? I know the offensive production has been, it hasn't been great, but the second half it's been better. We've seen more first downs. But I really thought coming into the game tonight, I was worried about the defensive line and the pressure packages that Ohio State has. And I know it's only given up one sack, but the protection in the pocket, especially in the second half, that this group, that Wisconsin's offensive line has been able to do, has been really, really good.
Ohio State's with the Wisconsin student section right on their back. They have the ball at the 14-yard line. Buckeyes go left to right, north to south here in quarter number four. Urban Harrison out to the rights. Travion Henderson is the running back. McCord takes a snap. Little toss left side for Henderson. At the 15, Henderson 20, 25-yard line, across the 30, 35-yard line. Finally bumped out of bounds by Jason Maitre at the 44-yard line. And just like that, Ohio State's out of trouble.
Yeah, he is so explosive. And Ohio State just got their guys. They started pulling their left tackle, pulled out. Simmons, he got out in front. And when you get that with that speed,